Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Here are your news headlines. Well, a drug producer's legal request to not use its products in the next scheduled execution here in Nebraska could have the prison director saying that the execution won't happen.
Because the drugs run out of, they expire
on
at the
31st.
September 1st. So the date is Tuesday. If they don't stay this thing today, I assume it happens Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 14th, so, right?
Yeah, the 14th at 10 a.m.
Carrie Dean Moore. It's morbid stuff. So the Carrie Dean Moore shot a cab driver, killed a man.
Mm-hmm.
Like for just
$150 or something.
Terrible
like that.
Story.
Yeah.
But Carrie doesn't want to fight it. He wants justice to be served on himself on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is the last hang up, is the drug company saying, don't use our drugs.
Right. You got them. We don't want you to use them. We don't know how you got them. So that was the whole idea, is that the prison director, you know, Scott Frakes, he's defending the department, saying that they did not fraudulently obtain these drugs.
It's really the last bastion of how they fight capital punishment. If you're anti-capital punishment, the way to prevent it from happening is to go after these drugs. Because there's people might sentence someone to the death penalty, but there's no way to carry it out.
Yeah, so
because everything's been deemed cruel and unusual punishment. It is seemed weird that it's so difficult to come up with a drug cocktail. This is morbid, to kill someone when people accidentally overdose all the time.
All the time, I know.
You know, people accidentally die in hospitals. It's like, now we can't figure out how to kill someone on purpose.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, morally, that's
bleach.
Different.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They can't use the drugs because it expires. We wouldn't want to use expired drugs to kill you.
Well, if we would use them, they wouldn't expire. We wouldn't have that issue. So what, later on this afternoon, we're going to find out what the dealio is.
Yeah, a judge is supposed to rule on this this legal request by the manufacturer
to stay things. How old was the cabbie? I suppose I can look this up. Do we know how old that cabbie was that got that killed by him?
Younger man. I mean,
okay. God,
I think he had a family.
Sad, jeez. Okay.
The air show is coming to Offutt. It's been 2 years since we've gotten the big Defenders of Freedom to come and perform. So one of the show's main attractions got here yesterday. It's the F-35 and F-22 fighter jets.
That's what a sonic boom sounds like when a jet rips the sky. That's always worth it to go down there. Even if you got to wait in traffic, wait in lines, that first time a jet rips the sky.
Yeah, it's going to be busy.
F-35, I've never seen that in person. The F-22 Raptor's incredible. So
that's called the sonic boom, correct? Sonic boom, baby.
Yeah. It's when you crap your pants in the drive-thru at a Sonic.
Boom!
That means everything went right.
Saturday and Sunday, gates open at 8 a.m.
I was thinking more of like the sex move called the sonic boom.
Yeah, do you have any moves like that left in your arsenal?
Well, I'm just saying it's...
Without hurting yourself.
It's quicker than the three-pump jump.
Deep shovel.
Just stop. OffuttAirShow.com is where you can get all the information.
Yeah, baby! America! All right, what else you got?
Some NFL players are still protesting during the national anthem. First full preseason week got underway, and before the game against Tampa Bay last night, Miami Dolphins had a few players that knelt during the anthem.
Yeah, it's preseason for everything, man. You got to see if you still can see how that knee does when you're taking a knee. You got to get ready for a lot of kneeling this season.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles There were at least two also that they were doing the raised fists. So about 10 New York Giants players kneeled. The NFL backed off the new policy, which would force players to either stand during the anthem or stay off the field in the locker room when they came up against the Players Association, the union. So it's going to be an interesting new season.
Well, we'll see. I mean, there's a moment in time, a moment with everything where something just, it's just overkill. It's just, it doesn't matter anymore. It's just wallpaper.
It's a weird thing. It's like weird. We're saluting the flag, and in theory, I've tried to evolve a little bit on the kneeling. It just used to offend me.
I just don't care
But
anymore.
Now it's like, I guess it's a reflection of the flag that, like, that flag represents freedom of expression.
Yeah, right. Depends on how you look at it.
And you get to take a knee.
Yeah.
You get to express yourself. Man, this ain't Russia.
Yeah, I just don't care anymore. I know they're going to make, you know, constant deals. I think they'll probably just keep it off of the screening the more, you know what I mean, to stop, you know, to being in the news all the time. But they'll figure out ways for now.
So, yeah, this was just the first full preseason. And so I think everybody was kind of waiting to see since the NFL kind of dialed back their policy.
But I want to watch it at a BW3 is now why I'm gambling.
Oh. Yeah, so BW3's Buffalo Wild Wings has announced that they're moving forward with plans to make their restaurants sports gambling available there while you're enjoying the wings and a game and a frosty beverage. They have about 1,700 restaurants nationwide. And ever since the Supreme Court back in May rolled back its, you know, the governance on sports betting outside of places like Vegas and Atlantic City.
I mean, those sports book, there's some cool ones out there in Vegas, man. I mean, all right, so we have a DJ's Dugout, right? That kind of reminds me of a sports book out there. So you guys have been to one. You just guys haven't been able to gamble in it. You know?
You're saying it's the same vibe, the sports.
It's the same vibe.
It's just a giant sports bar.
Giant sports bar, TVs everywhere. They got everything going on, you know, horse racing and everything like that. So, yeah, it's not going to be long before I think, hopefully, the casinos right across the river over there bring some of that sports book to the area.
I don't know how much these smart people at businessinsider.com are, but they have a map today of states where sports gambling will likely be legalized within 2 years or within 5 years, and we are not.
No. Of course
in
not.
In either category.
No.
Is Iowa?
Yeah, within five is what they're speculating, that gambling in Iowa.
I just keep
Nebraska
keep
right in the middle, just vanilla, vanilla, vanilla. We're going to wait and see. They think Colorado within two would be the closest on our borders. The sports gambling within two.
Okay.
What about South Dakota?
Nebraska and South Dakota. Nope.
Yeah.
According to Business Insider, they think North Dakota within 5 years.
North Dakota's like, listen, we need stuff to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's either fracking or gambling.
You mean North Dakota, a.k.a. South Canada? I mean, it's pretty cold up there, I would think. So the Army is rebooting a program that gives immigrant recruits citizenship. A memo from an Army official demands all involuntary separations be suspended. The program that started in 2008 allowed immigrants who had critical skills to enlist and usually offered them citizenship at the end of basic training. Now, the program was suspended in the summer of 2016 by the Trump administration, and the fate of about 1,100 recruits who signed contracts was in limbo. So last month, the Pentagon canceled the enlistments of dozens of the recruits, but now they're rolling that back. So kids are said to keep you young, at least that's how the saying goes, but some are noticing that that is the case, unless maybe you're having them. Northwestern University researchers there found that for every child a mother has, her age may up 2 years. Children age you. It studied hundreds of young women who had children and compared things like, you know, their epigenetic genetic age, you know, on a cellular level. And they said that cellularly, the chromosomes, it ages you.
Okay. All right. So you're 4 years older.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, wouldn't you agree with that?
I think it's
anecdotal.
Just, yeah. I mean, all the moms reading this are like, thank you, science, for basically telling us what we already know and or
feel.
Felt. Yeah. I mean, that's the deal. I mean, if you, physically have children. I mean, the bang up it can do to your physical body, but whether you adopt or you're foster or whatever, I mean, it's just the concern, you know, the care that it takes to mind these little creatures.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of mental and physical energy.
I think it takes a toll on the people around you too.
Oh, geez, you got to hear the constant stories.
God, blah, blah, blah. Like they summited Everest. It's like, you know, I did some stuff yesterday too, and I'm not telling you about it because I think it's boring.
Okay.
Oh, man. Amen, brother.
Oh, my God. You should see what Jasper did yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
Man, just sharing your life. Sorry that your friend's life.
Don't take it like we're not. Hey, we never said your name, Molly. Molly.
Well, who else in this room that we all talk of has kids?
It is intriguing from a single side, and I'm not here to slam or hurt anyone. It's intriguing to me because I don't have any. If I did, I'm sure I'd be just like blubbery, blubbery, my kid, this, that, 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 this. But when you're single and don't have them,
I think you wouldn't want to talk about it because you'd be so ashamed of them.
Yeah, that too.
We would be talking about your kids. Yeah. Oh, your boy's in the news again.
Can he wear pants in public, or is that just like an always no thing?
Apple does not fall far from tree.
I know. Damn it. All right.
He's the opposite of never nude. Always nude, even when the situation calls for clothes,
mm-hmm.
like the store or church.
Yeah.
So this was interesting that they were breaking it all down.
How
it takes its toll. Oh, but it's so worth it. They're little.
Yeah, you got someone to take care of you when you're wearing the diaper in the old home, huh? I don't. People would be hurting me. They'd be slapping me around, forgetting to warm up my soup. If I get soup.
Or it'll be too hot.
If I get soup.
Scalding. Scalding hot.
Butter sandwiches. If there's butter.
Fine. Just be nice to Wylene. Just take care of the sweet Wylene, and that will pay its dividends.
She leaves, I'm screwed.
This is nurse wife. When are you going to marry your nurse?
Soon.
Better give that nurse a ring.
I know.
Lock it down. Get her on contract.
I know.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel941.com.
Brianna, how are you this morning?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What's up?
So, I heard you guys talking about the bat wings.
Yeah.
And I have a name for them that's better than bat wings.
Okay.
My friends and I call them Hi Betties.
Hi Betties.
Hi Betties.
Hi Betties.
Okay. Hi
yeah.
Betty.
So if you put your hand up in the air and then you wave your hand really fast and you say, Hi Betty.
Oh, then, got it.
I don't even want to show Jeff my Hi Betties.
Hi Betty or Buddy? Is it Betty or Buddy?
Betty. Hi Betty.
Betty.
Okay. Do you have bat wings there, Brianna?
Yeah. So you have to like pull your elbow in and wave if you want to wave.
So are you working out to try and get rid of your Hi Betties?
I mean, no, not really.
Yeah, you don't have to. We can accept our flaws. I don't care.
We're all going to have them.
I'm very flawed. I don't care.
No.
I don't care.
We're all going to have what we're going to have.
Yeah. That's what I always wonder. What is being comfortable in your own skin is a good thing, right? But at what point is it bad because now we're lacking self-respect? Like, you have to respect yourself a little bit to maintain appearances.
You should.
But that's
just be healthy. As long as you're healthy. I mean, I'm not looking to be a runway model. I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm taking care of myself for the long haul as far as like trying to be a healthy person and make smart like choices, food or exercise wise. But I mean, I've given up on the whole like, and then I wake up one day and I look like Angelina Jolie.
Oh, that's not happening.
Never going to happen. Never going to happen. I can buy the same clothes as she does.
If Party could speak for the runway industry, they would say,
Molly, I'm sorry.
I love the fact that they even said sorry.
Well,
as opposed to just no.
It'd be more like next. I'm sorry.
Hey, Betty.
Hey, Betty.
Hey, Betty.
All right, dear. Well,
thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for holding. We appreciate you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
No problem.
All right,
we appreciate your bat wings.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, there's a point where you're just, I saw my reflection in the, I was at the store yesterday, and you know how they have the freezer section or whatever, the glass. I saw my reflection. I actually had to stop and look a little bit. I mean, because sometimes when you look in the window, you don't really see.
You caught your reflection in the glass of the freezer. Were you buying ice cream?
No, you know what? I might as well been.
What was on the other side of the glass?
It was all that gluten-free.
Cheddar biscuits?
You know, all the gluten-free crap over there. I was just walking by it. That's what I was doing. And
you caught your own reflection.
I caught my own reflection, and then I felt instantly self-conscious. But, you know, it's like, all right, that's me. All right, that's who I am. I mean, I don't know how everybody else sees me. Some people see me as a fat, greasy son of a bee, you know. But you know what? That's okay.
See, isn't that healthy vein?
Who cares?
I know fit people are probably shunning us, but
man, come on.
What I'm saying is you shouldn't beat yourself down, but you see your reflection in the glass, and you're like,
I got
so
weird.
Good. But I'm still saying that's healthy vanity compared to, would you want to be the flip of can't, you're looking like, for every mirror in the place because you're so good looking. That's kind of something from youth.
Yes.
When you're younger, you really kind of think you're good looking because you kind of are better looking.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, people that you can tell they're catching every mirror because they really like themselves.
I mean, at home, I don't even look in a mirror. Except
absolutely.
Like when I'm brushing my teeth or you know what I mean? Something like that. But we have big mirrors. I mean, that's, I think, for Wylene and whoever. But I don't ever look at the big mirror and go, and that's probably just me being lazy and in a cage. But I never look at it. So when I caught that reflection, it was awesome. I actually walked. And then I felt weird, and I'm like, I got to back up and see that again. So I backed up my car.
I got to back it up.
And looked again, then backed up again and looked again. And I'm thinking, anybody walking by or watching is probably like, geez.
He's checking himself out.
Look at that guy checking himself out.
I've got a wall of mirrors next to my bed.
Oh, I know.
Oh, wow.
So it's sort of like, you know, in a gym, they say it's not just to look at yourself. It's to make sure your form is correct.
Yeah, that's what those mirrors are for.
Did you put those mirrors there or did they come with the apartment?
It came with it. Yeah.
That, I'm just checking.
That's
you got to
you
ask.
Can check your form.
Does anyone ever say anything?
You got to check your form.
Hey, I got a form there. Does anyone ever say anything?
About the mirrors?
Yeah, when you're, you know.
Does anybody comment when they come to visit you?
Yeah. Like, let's leave the lights on. Let's add more lights.
Yeah. Right.
Let's film this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Facebook Live this. How's that not happened yet?
It has, I'm sure. I don't know, but yeah.
How is full on live love making hasn't gone down on Facebook Live yet?
We've seen it all.
They must have a QuickTime filter that knocks that down.
Yeah, probably.
People are on top of that. Just can't even let it happen.
Probably not. Who wants to watch that? Yeah. All right. 938-9400. Thank you, Brianna, for your call. Your high is going to be pretty close to 90 today. Tomorrow, we're going to see 90 on Sunday as well. And if you're heading out to the air show, it starts tomorrow. Doors open up at 8, and it all starts at 9. It goes till 5. That's Saturday and Sunday. Good time for the family. It's free, too, by the way. So, yeah, you can educate a little bit on that.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel941.com.
Oh, it would appear that Justin Bieber is taking this marriage or this marriage proposal very seriously.
I hope
so. The Biebs and his fiance, Hailey Baldwin, were seen crying in the park earlier this week. And everyone was like, what's got them all upset? And so, of course, you know, leave it to one of the paparazzos to be like, hey, Bieber. Yeah. And he held up this.
Justin, for the fans who saw pictures of you crying, can you just reassure them everything's okay? Are you, are you doing all right?
Thank you so much.
Justin, can you say hi to Kat?
Thank you, Justin.
This.
What is that? Timothy Keller?
You got good days and you got bad days.
Yeah.
It's not real if it doesn't have any bad days.
Thank you, Justin.
All right, good days, bad days, don't we all? Well, there you go.
So the two of them were just having a bad day?
Well, they're in the park. The photo I saw, Justin Bieber was crying, they're both on a park bench, and she was more consoling him. I don't know about her crying, but I'm sure she had a tear with him. But the reason being is because of a self-help marriage book, you said? Or
yeah, it's the self-help book called The Meaning of Marriage. And apparently it's, you know, one of those things that lets you know how seriously to take your marriage. I mean, they got engaged after, you know, not dating for very long. And I guess he was choked up about the upcoming nuptials So he's taking it pretty seriously. The meaning of marriage is sort of like, not only is it self-help book, but it's, you know, inspirational,
like
spiritually, like it's spiritually inspired. I think it's like how you can find, you know, help and health in your marriage via, by way of faith. So they're both very much Christian. I mean, they both come, Christian oriented people. So I would imagine that suddenly the grown upness of realizing till death do us part means forever, forever, ever.
How much hatred do you think Selena Gomez looks at these photos and feels?
They said she's like, I'm happy. Well, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, the other couple crying. They're together. So in love.
They're so in love. They probably cry after they make love.
Mm. Oh, God.
You How about know? During?
During love, yeah, making love, probably.
Tears. They have just intense feelings, all of the feelings, whether it's love or movement.
Yeah, we're both crying. It's beautiful. It's like a car wash.
Oh, to the car wash. Molly's like, Molly, have you ever...
Stop.
No.
Stop.
Cried because you're happy. Stop. I mean, it's a happy cry. I know.
What else, Molly?
I know you have a heart, Molly.
No, I don't. James Bond fans could definitely be looking at a new Bond, and it could come in the form of the British actor Idris Elba. He could possibly be the first black James Bond. Now, James Bond 25, which it's tentatively titled, will remain Daniel Craig. As 007.
Bond.
Yeah. Bond. And it's going to be directed by Danny Boyle, and it's supposed to come out late in 2019. But after that, like, Daniel Craig's like, I'm out. So maybe this opens the world to getting a new black 007.
Can't he just be Bond? I mean, are we ever going to get past the labels? It's like, I would respect that he's an awesome actor and he's Bond.
I know, I'm with you.
It's so retro now. We hang on every, he's the first black Bond.
Yeah, why can't it just be Bond?
I wouldn't want to get qualified like that. I'd be like, I'm Bond. I'm the best guy for it.
I'm Bond.
I think it means something if you grew up and you were African-American or black and, you know, you thought James Bond was cool, but it was never a face that, you know, looked like the people that you look like.
I know, but I mean, I imagine like, what's that movie with Matt Damon where he's running around being some kind of a...
Bourne Identity?
Bourne Identity. Why can't... There's not a billion Jason Bournes. You know, why can't they just all just morph into whatever that's...
Do you want to be the first black Jason Bourne?
No, I want to be something... No, I don't want to be Jason Bourne. Don't get me wrong. I want to be Bond. Next.
If you just wait another 10 seconds, he'll mention the bikini.
You're Bond. I was about to.
Right.
The Bond bikini?
Well, now we're going to see. Feel it coming.
Now we're going to see Elba walk out of the ocean.
Idris Elba?
Yeah. Walk out of the ocean in his tight little mankinis.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Something to look forward to.
James Corden was asked who his dream carpool karaoke guest list is. And I guess he's been giving it some thought because he did have an answer.
This is what he says.
Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, Nicki Minaj. You know, there's so many.
So many.
No one cares.
I thought he'd done some of those people. I was surprised he's never done Taylor Swift.
Yeah. She's never been in the car with him. And I don't know if Beyonce would ever do it. I'm surprised Taylor Swift hasn't. And Bruce Springsteen, that would be, he seems like
That'd
he'd be game to something like that. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. I think it'd just be a neat interview, sort of along the lines of like when he did Paul McCartney. And it's not just about the music, but it's also just getting to interview this legend.
Some people fit, some people don't. I don't know. I think I would lose respect for Bruce Springsteen if he did it.
What if it was like Gene Simmons? Stuff like that, but never.
Because of the tongue?
Yeah, not because of the tongue. You know, he does have a long tongue, Molly.
Does he? You failed to mention that today. Nicki Minaj has a new album coming out at noon today. That was one of the names on James Corden's list. It's an album called Queen. And she did a radio show last night, and she said that she was finishing the album just 3 hours before going on air. So it's pretty fresh. It's,
still making changes, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool, as it gets. Though. Yeah.
I mean, that shows the level of technology we're at now, the beauty of digital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can edit right up until
the day, the minute.
I mean, you wonder how long back in the day.
Is it send?
Bam! The amount of time between album finished and it being pressed under a record or a CD and sold to Best Buy. Probably months.
Here's a little
mixed
bit of
mixed and pressed.
They need rappers like me so they can get on their keyboards and make me the bad guy, Chun-Li.
Chun-Li.
Hey, yo, I've been on. You've been con. Bentley tints on. Fendi prints on. I mean, I've been
Molly.
On.
Jeff has a long tongue, too. All right, so today it comes out.
Also out today, new in theaters, The Meg.
I want to know if someone saw this movie last night. I know it came out last night.
Oh, the paper's panning. It says it's like the worst shark movie ever made.
Oh, man.
It couldn't even live up to the low bar standard of The Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, geez.
Wow, really?
Remember that one?
That was amazing.
Deep Blue Sea, yeah.
LL Cool J is the chef with the bird. Oh, man, that movie was terrible. I mean, it was so bad. And yet you couldn't stop watching it. The other one, it's a horror movie, Slender Man, is new in theaters. But the one that everybody's been talking about and that's getting a lot of buzz is Spike Lee's new movie, Black Klansman. And it tells the true story of a former detective who was the first African-American detective to serve in the Colorado Springs Police Department and made a name for himself by infiltrating the Ku Klux Klan. Posed as a white guy, got on the phone with David Duke, of all people. And that has created this cool story. It stars Adam Driver.
That's the only thing that's good. They're saying Slender Man sucks, too.
I think people need to go see that movie, Eighth Grade, which is still adorable. And Won't You Be My Neighbor?
That's
down at Film Streams. Won't You Be My Neighbor? You know the movie.
Mm-hmm.
About
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Put his shoes on. I'm just going to sit down and put some shoes on. Doesn't it feel good when you take your shoes off and let your feet breathe for a little bit? I like to do it.
Everybody cries. Oh. Everybody that I have seen on social media or that addresses the fact that they saw that movie says it is an absolute tearjerker. Like, I think you would have to be...
What are they crying about?
Oh, it's just so moving. He's so sweet.
Why are they crying?
I mean, what?
I like you just the way you are.
Oh, Jeff.
You realize what a kind man he was, what he did for television. I mean, how he helped shape a generation of kids who...
You say how he knew how to speak to kids, too.
Yeah.
He had a whole different language and a reason for why you address kids a different way. He could see the world through
the script.
Eyes of a child.
I like you just the way you are.
He's married, right?
Married, he had kids. He was a minister.
Didn't his mom or something make all those sweaters for him, or his wife, or...
Oh, that I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, he always had the sweater. You know, he'd come in and change his shoes and everything like that. It was just so sweet. I mean, just a different time in television. Mm-hmm. That is your news, our celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.